going to today you are going to speak on Bhagavatam Chanda. Synopsis. Somebody.
Rag Vart, we should pray first Rupa Goswami, at first our Guru, and then to Rupa Goswami, and then to Raghunath Das Goswami, and then the author Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. We pray that His mercy should come to me, us. He has told in Ragpatma Chandrika that by the grace of Rupa Goswami and especially by the grace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has realized something about Radha Krishna on Rag. Anurag means Anurag. Understand Anurag? Anurag means Sneha, Man, Pranay, Rag and Anurag before Mahabhava. So, for the persons who have greed towards that Rag, but they find no path to enter and to achieve Rag. For those persons, those very lucky persons, I am writing something. And this will be book will be the guide, as in a very Amasya Ratri, when there is no moon, that is Amasya night, so very dark, and a very lean and thin way is there, and it is not seen. So if moon gives light, his rays, that is Chandrika, Raga Vartma, the way of Rag, so it is very lean and thin in this world. So as Chandra gives some light, and in light, a man can see the way. So this book is like Chandrika of Rag. Rag Vartma Chandrika. Understand? And it is for very, very rare persons, qualified persons, not to be believed. And he has told that they should never read it. But no qualification, worldly or anything, are needed to enter in this. Only lobh, greed, whether he may be chet suduracharo, bhajate mamananyabha. Though a man has full of anartha, that anartha we have talked previous day. So many anarthas are there. But anyhow, being in the association of Raganuga Bhakta and going through Srimad Bhagavat 10th canto, and especially Gopi Git, Jugal Git, Bhramar Git, Venu Git, by attraction, he has been he has a very deep greed to have the samajatiya bhav equal. Samajatiya bhav, understand? Samajati means what I have, what you have, I want to have the same thing in me. So, sakha, vasalya and madhur, the ashraya of three, any of one, if any man has greed, a special greed, and he wants to have in his heart the same thing written in Srimad Bhagavat, as Gopi, our father and mother, Vasalya, our Sakya, Dashino, three of them. And especially, he is not describing Vasalya and Sakya. Especially this book is for only Gopi Bhav. So he wants to achieve by greed, not by seeing Shastra, Yukti, no. Only he has greed by reading and by last birth sanskar. Then this will be the way, this will be the Chandrika to search the way of Radhanuga. First he tells that there are two kinds of Shraddha. I have described before, Vaidhi and Radhanuga. And by achieving this Shastra, Shraddha, by the association of qualified persons, qualified Bhakta, two kinds of bhakti can be had, Vaidhi bhakti and Raganuga, where there is entrance of bhakti is by Shastra. Understand? Where anyone enters in bhakti by seeing Shastra, that all persons should do bhakti to Krishna. And if they are not doing, they will go to hell. So by this fear, our Shastra has ordered that sabai punsang jato bhakti ra dhokhaje ahetukya pratihata jayatma shakrishna. So these are orders. By seeing the orders, those who have entered in bhakti, this bhakti is called Vaidhi bhakti. And ki hala light chale galo ne ki eta sariye do.
Does the light fail very often here? Do you have power cut sometimes here? And what happens?
Then we have Petromax and anything we use. Petromax, Hurricane, Mombatti. In my, here, only Mombatti.
Candle. You like that?
Because in hurricane, gas comes. There is some automatic kya hai wo ek? Kintu wo theek.
You don't like that. You don't like the lights. Automatic light you don't like.
Not don't like, but it is when it disturb fire, we shall be there. Matra not possible.
Achha. And those who have
that was Vaidiva.
Vaidiva. And where only greed by seeing the by hearing the pastimes of Srimad Bhagavat and Goswami books and especially being in the association of Radha Madhava, especially this thing. Without Sangha, pastimes of Krishna will not be understood. So, hearing the pastimes of Gopis and Krishna in Raganuga association, greed comes, and by that greed, if we enter in bhakti, then it is called Raganuga. What is the greed? Whether his greed is actual or not? How will we know? We will know. When a man hearing the Madhurya Leela of Krishna, especially with the gopis, whether it may be by Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna Karanamritam, Radhara Sudhani Vid, Ujvalin Mani, and all other books, by a Raganuga Vaishnava, Rasik Vaishnava, when our Chitta Vritti means
Spiritual inner what is the word? Inner
that I want.
Consciousness?
That can be done. That I want.
That's inner consciousness.
Consciousness. Eagerly wants to be like Krishna Parikars, Parikars Bhav.
What is the word?
What?
Chitta Vritti.
No. Chitta Vritti means here the mind or the heart parishodhit, mane parishodhit by Krishna Roop Guna Leela.
When the heart is filled with the qualities of Krishna, the form of Krishna.
Then that is called Chitta Vritti, not this worldly Chitta Vritti. In Hindi we can tell that jab bhakti bhav se paripurit, parishodhit Chitta Vritti, pani ki apeksha rakhta hai, और शास्त्र इत्यादि नहीं देखना चाहता. He does not want to see शास्त्र. शास्त्र orders and rules. Only he wants to achieve that thing. What are in Arshay Gopi? To whom he has agreed, then that greed is greed. Right greed. Understand? You can come? Yes, we can watch. Alright, teacher, yes, sir. Bole dekho. Kintu okhane to kuchh nai.
What's wrong? Something to say now?
But this greed, how to achieve? You can come. A greedy fellow wants to.
Yes, another greedy fellow.
आज यहीं पर प्रसाद पाएंगे हैं दोपहर में प्रेमानंद से कह देना
अब परसों की ठाकुर जी भी बस खान है अपनी टन के वही से तवे पर रखा जाए आप वो सब देते
हैं वही जैसा हम लोग करते हैं यहाँ का खत्म करते जाएंगे anything wrong
She is half.
Not the right hand.
The wrong hand. The recorder, half. The person who operates the recorder, that half she is not.
Not the listening half.
और सब क्यों ना खोले देन व्हाट इज लोभ ग्रीड यू शुड टेल
व्हेन अ पर्सन हैविंग हर्ड द डिस्क्रिप्शंस फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम अबाउट राधा एंड कृष्णा एंड थिंकिंग ऑफ द फीलिंग्स द गोपीज हैव फॉर कृष्णा
टू हैव
To have that same feeling within them strongly, that is love.
That is. Here, one thing you have left. no Shastra orders and bindings untouched.
Rules and regulations are not.
Of Shastra. Is not needed at all.
That is busy.
Whether we have wealth or not, pais or not, rupees or dollars, no. But aisa hai rasagulla and rabadi. And at once a greed came to me. That will test food. Greed comes. So whether in what stage we can be, If a man does, oh, it is very tasteful and very, my greed is that. It has no bindings and rules and regulations of Shastra at all. If we judge that we are not qualified, and this is very high thing, but I want then it is not great. Understand?
Please explain.
If I want a rasagulla, but I will see that in pocket I have no paisa to purchase, then what to do? This is not great.
Greed goes beyond that.
Anyhow,
somehow,
by hook and crook,
beg, borrow, or steal.
Anyhow, by stolen, or
begging,
or anything. He does not think his qualification that I can have her not, but I must, I have greed. So this is greed.
Heart's profession means.
You have understand.
Heart desire.
But it should be overpowered by the Roop, Guna, Lila of Krishna. Then, overpowered. Then it. He is telling that I wanted to finish it one day, but impossible. Very deep things. I heard by any Rasika Vaishnava, the Parikras, that is Lalita, Visakha, Chitra, Rukmini, and all. How they serve Krishna? I want to serve like this, then. Seeing no qualification and anything for judgment, that how I can have this? Greed comes. To be like this, that is called sambhav, sajatiya bhav. No waiting for any yukti,
argument.
It is no argument at all. Then it is called greed.
Argument means reasoning.
Reasoning. Without reasoning,
yes.
It should come. And if there are reasonings, then it is not lobh. But when lobes comes here, how to get it after that? By the association, you can have in association of that Raganuga Vaishnava, Rasika Vaishnava. And you should read Ujjvala Rimini, Bhaktira Swami Sindhu, especially Raghavatra Vartma Chandrika and Brajariti Chintamani, Krishna Karnamri, Radhara Sudhanuri, Jayadeva Goswami Gita Govinda, and the books of our Goswami, Kavi Karnapur, all these things. You will have to see all these things. How to achieve easily? By stealing, by begging, by
borrowing,
by dakaiti.
Robbing.
Who is the easiest method to have this? This should be done. So without shastra we cannot do it. They have practically written all these things, how they have achieved. How gopis have achieved, some of gopis who are sadhana siddha, and Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, and all the persons, those who have achieved, they have written, and they are authority. So, they will seek, search all these things, and they will follow Shastra. Because without following Shastra, okay, Acharya, if they are not following Shastra in this, are following Rupa Goswami, all these things. Then they will be Pashandi, Sahajiya. But at the same moment, we should know that any persons having greed, they will not never judge about their qualification. This is the main thing. But they will have assistance from these books. Because Bhikshunath Chivati Thakur is not here. But he is, by books he is present. But this lobe will not come by any effort. It will come by the grace of Krishna himself or bhakta of that kind. Without the mercy, we will not have. Bhakta kripa, the mercy of bhakta, are of two kinds. Praktan and abhiniki, that is Pratyanane
ancient,
before births, past births, and present, both. A man having the sanskar of past births, if had the mercy of bhakta, then he, in this present birth, he will easily go up and up. And perhaps they will not have to again diksha or anything, like our Goswamis, some of the Goswamis. And they can do also, but they will rapidly go. Haridas Thakur, Swarup Damodar, Raya Ramananda, we don't see their Guru Parampara. But yet they have the association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all these things. This is Purva Sanskar. Understanding?
Yes.
I will question you in... So Adhuniki and Prachin Sanskar should be. Those who have no last birth sanskar. Sanskar means?
Pious, then pious, accrued some pious assets.
Assets. But you should know.
Purification. Reformatory process, purification.
If they have no last birth sanskar, I will tell sanskar, you should understand sanskar. If they have no previous sanskar, but anyhow they have, by the ahetuki mercy of any Vaishnava or Guru, any Guru or qualified Vaishnava, they have agreed, then they should do Raganuga Vaishnav Guru.
They should do
Raganuga Vaishnav Guru.
They should seek such a person.
And if they have Guru, and after that they have greed, then they have Shiksha Guru. And equally, in some cases more than that anushthan ki dikhavi, like Shyamananda Prabhu, like Raghunath Das Goswami, his Guru was Jadunandan Das. After he came to Sarup Damodar, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave his hands in the hands of Sarup Damodar. And after that he came to Vrindavan and had the association of Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, especially of Rupa Goswami. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has ordered for this. He came to Rupa Goswami. He has only prayed to Rupa Goswami for all these activities. Like Bilap Kushmanjali, I have told you. And Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, Rupa Raghunath Pade Rahu Maharaj. He has never done anything for his Gurudev because he could not perhaps all the thoughts from his Gurudev. So, Raghunath Das Goswami, why prayed only Rupa Goswami? Yeah, Sarup Damodar is more qualified than Rupa Goswami. He is Vishakha Devi.
Lalita.
Na? And she is the Rupa Manjari. So, she is more qualified. But yet how? Why? Because he does not want to be a Naika of Krishna like Lalita Vishakha.
He wants to be in Manjari Bhava.
Manjari Bhava. Rupa
Manjari is the same category.
बाल भाव सुन भी बुझ भी और ना बुझ ले प्रश्न कर भी खूब गंभीर भाव है बट सी हैज ग्रेट सम सो आई अलाउड हिम सी वाज कॉन्स्टेंटली टेलिंग मी अच्छा की बोलছিল
अच्छा
व्हाट इज मंजरी कमल मंजरी ना Amr Manjari. Amr means mango manjari. Any creepers flower, very good flower. They have manjari. At first manjari comes, then flowers comes. But manjari goes in upper of the upper side of the flowers. When a bee disturbs that flower to take rasasras. Understand? When a bee sits on the flowers, manjaris began to do like this. Why? Overjoyed. So when Krishna bees comes to Srimati Radhika, and Radhika sees to Krishna and they had each other Vilas. You know Vilas? What is Vilas? The action among them of praying. Then we did not see on the Manjari, but yet Manjari doing like this. She thinks that as if the bees have sat on me. What does on flowers? There comes that bhav to manjari. So there is no need of bees going to that manjari. But manjari fills everything what that flower fills by bees. If bees kisses to flower, then seeing manjari is seeing that bees has kissed flower, he has a kiss. He fills more than flower. Because flower does not do like this, but manjari does. With the touches. So, I am telling that Raghunath Das Goswami wanted to be manjari, not flower, not Sakhi Bhav. Understand? Here lies the importance of manjari. So, in our cult, in our sampradaya, anyone does not want to be Radha Sakhi, but they want to be Kinkari of Radha. Totally following?
Yeah.
Kinkari?
Sure.
No word in English. Kinkari. So beautiful this word is in the Sanskrit. It has fragrant, very soft and very madhur. So sweet. How can I do it one day? So beautiful. By this we cannot learn these things. By any book we cannot. Book will not tell like we are in conversation we are taking. Anywhere it is not written this fact that I am telling to you. I have no realization but God's mercy and goodness. So, in Bilap Kushmanjali we say that your husband is not here, absent. And we see some
symbols
here. How? So, here is not that Krishna has taken kiss of Rukmanjali. He has taken kiss of Srimati Radhika. And Radhika has that symbol, and at once that symbol come to Rukmanjali.
At Bombay, I told in Bengali, Maharaj, you
discuss. That is. Everything, what symbols comes to Srimati Radhika, it will not come to Lalita Vishakha, but it will come to Manjari's Bhandi. And that is why Rupa Goswami, we are follower of Rupa Goswami Bhandi. I think that in whole life you will not unremember this. So, if a man has done Diksha Guru, and that Diksha has been given, only Anusthani.
Formality.
He is saying that he has taken Diksha, so I must take Diksha. And by far burning it, he has taken the sacred thread, this symbol, and all these things. But not this thing. This is really Diksha. These things. And it will come gradually, not in a moment it will come. So, a long session is a
long period
will take in the chair. But anyone can take by last birth sanskar very easily and in a very short time. And if a man has not that thing, then it will long period.
Unless one gets association of Raghunatha Vachara.
And that person should be so qualified who will give this. He should be also very qualified. So, if he has not that sanskar, And only he has Diksha Guru. And by Diksha Guru, he could not have this thing. It may be that his Guru was so qualified, but he has no time to give all these things. And at that time you have not that greed. But later on, anyhow, great greed comes. Then he should not change his Gurudev. Only he will take Siksha Guru and Siksha, he will give sometimes more preference also or equal as his qualification is. Then he will hear all these things gradually from him. If his Guru is present, he will receive all these things from his Gurudev, or by the order of his Gurudev to another person like Shyamananda Prabhu and Narottam Thakur Srinivasacharya. And he will gladly give orders. Especially he will tell these things. I have told that if a man had by previous birth samskar or by this present samskar he has a low greed, then he will to search, read and hear the Shastra, especially by Rupa Goswami and his followers, Rupanuga Vaishnava. Actually, what is Rupanuga? Perhaps I have told you that Rupa Goswami in his books describes as a tatastha bhav. Tatastha, you know?
Marginal.
Neutral.
By being neutral, he has written Sant Dasya Sakha Basal Madhur, or when he follows all these things, he is the Raganuga. He is, if he has greed or anything, he will be Raganuga, Bhakta, but not Rupanuga. If he follows Ujjwal Ninmani, yet he is Raganuga, but not Rupanuga. When especially he follows what Rupa Goswami has and in what way he serves to Radha and Krishna, then he will be Rupanuga. Understand? What Rupa Goswami possesses, the quality to serve Radha and Krishna, especially that bhav, follows, then he will be Rupanuga. Buddha achieves. And you? Not? But he will have to search how to receive these things by Shastra Mandali and by that Rupanuga Vaishnava. Rupanuga Vaishnava will also tell them, will tell that you should go through Ujjvalinmani, Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna Karanamritam, Radha Rasya Dhanvi, and all these books. Chandigas, Vidyapati, Gita Govinda, all books. And you will search only that bhav, that you have love, especially that thing. He will know everything, but he will have to serve only by one, having sthayi bhav. Sthayi bhav will not come unless prem is achieved. But greed of a sthayi bhav, it can be achieved. And it will never change in his life or any other life. This is called samskar. If I have greed, as Rupa Goswami has, and if it is real good, it will not be changed in any life, any birth. It will remain the same. Bharat Maharaj has bhav, but we don't know that bhav was of what fatras. We don't.
It is not Bhagavatamrita. He is given that it is one of Vaikuntha bhav.
Only dasya bhav. Sanat Kumar has sthayi bhav of shant bhav. They can but tell whole Srimad Bhagavatam.
How is that? When I asked you that question.
By being neutral. They know everything. But they have not that thing. Sukhdev Goswami, there is something, because he was Sukh of Srimati Radhika, so he can possess. But they cannot, he cannot